UFOs and aliens. Before I get into alien UFOs, I want to tell you about a UFO which is being built by humans. Since UFO means unidentified flying object, probably a better description would be flying saucer. So far, a large model has been built to demonstrate its features, but the model flies great and can go in any direction and is a vertical takeoff machine. The builders claim the UFO will be able to fly from the United States to Europe in about 1 hour, and the device will be improved as time goes by. No, it is not powered by anti-gravity yet, it has jet engines. It is said to be also able to operate at very low speeds and be very efficient at supersonic speeds. The craft has been named the UDFO, for all direction flying object, and the builders claim it will be the first aircraft in the world able to fly in all directions, under the same aerodynamic characteristics. Well, it seems NASA is at it again. They have cut the camera feed while an astronaut was doing a spacewalk, because a UFO was coming into view. A small object appeared behind the astronaut while he was walking outside the International Space Station, or ISS. The object was hovering just outside Earth's atmosphere. NASA has a long history of doing such things, so many as a matter of fact, it has become laughable when they say the cameras just went down on their own. When the feed comes back, the camera is now panning a different area and facing toward the space station. Will they ever stop this nonsense? A strange-looking UFO was filmed in the sky over Venezuela. It glowed with a yellow hue. The person who filmed the UFO said he was driving along the Pan American Highway with his cousin where he saw the object. He said as the object moved, it was moving very strangely and doing weird maneuvers. The video was viewed by many people, and quite a few are convinced the UFO is genuine. Skeptics say it might be a light from a construction company nearby, but this certainly does not explain the strange movements by the object which were reported. More people are seeing things on the moon which look like structures of all different types. One researcher on Taiwan claims he has found an alien base on the moon. The structure seems to have a circular dome with other structures connected to it. One cannot help but wonder, when these structures are pointed out, if they are truly alien, if they are truly structures, and if they could be structures created by humans secretly going to the moon. There has been a lot of talk about the US secretly building bases on the moon, and the truth is we probably have the ability to do this and have had it for many years. The United States Air Force is said to be questioning what fell out of the sky recently. An object fell which had two trails of black smoke behind it and a bright light in front. The object fell near a joint Air Force base in Alaska. The base is Elmendorf Richardson. A spokesman for the base said whatever fell was not from the base. The FAA said the object was not an aircraft. The director of the Washington-based UFO Reporting Center said it was a high-altitude airliner which was in level flight with a contrail behind it. It blamed the camera angle for making the video look like it was a falling object. The person who shot the video didn't agree. Adonna Spohr, the photographer, said it was something coming into the atmosphere. "We have heard this a few times before, but a new source, a professor from Montana Tech, believes UFOs may be our descendants traveling through time to study us, because we are their past. He has written about this in a new book titled Identified Flying Objects. My question is, where is the evidence showing this is true? Would a group of future descendants risk changing the future by coming back to here? The smallest alteration might be able to change something in the future. Everyone is entitled to their opinions, but without proof it is hard to convince others your ideas have validity. It wasn't too long ago when an asteroid named Bennu was the object of NASA interest, so much interest that a NASA probe was sent to it to investigate. Let me ask you this question: with all the asteroids and meteors in space, why would NASA pick a particular one to investigate? Could it be there was something different about it from the others? That is what some investigators think. They believe there was alien technology on that asteroid. Photos have been sent back to Earth and released, and some of these investigators believe they have been vindicated. They point to enlarged objects on the surface, claiming they could be a crashed spaceship. The problem is they could more easily be bigger rocks. It is just too hard to tell. Let's look at the problem intelligently. If there is a crashed ship on Bennu, how would NASA have known? They would have suspected something to pick this asteroid out of hundreds of thousands to go there. It seems Bennu was too far away for telescopes to pick up the ship or even structures on the asteroid. NASA claims Bennu was not picked from hundreds of thousands because there were only 192 asteroids which met their criteria for exploration. When size was considered, only 26 objects were left. NASA didn't want to go to an asteroid with a diameter less than 200 meters because they spin too fast. The next thing was composition. NASA was looking for asteroids which had precursors to life on Earth, such as certain amino acids, and of the 26, only 5 met the bill. Bennu was selected from the 5, and one of the reasons for this was its potentially hazardous orbit and was a near-Earth object. So, to recap, at first there was 500,000 asteroids to choose from. Of that, 7,000 were chosen, then 192 were chosen from them, then 26, from which 5 were chosen, then Bennu. A television producer is claiming NASA has muzzled astronauts. They are now forbidden from talking about UFOs. The producer is Kevin Burns, who produces the History Channel show Ancient Aliens. We have interviewed NASA astronauts who are convinced that they have seen UFOs and who have confirmed with us that that information has been suppressed. I don't think this is new anymore, because many of us knew this was going on.